The car's blood riders had been following just behind them. She heard Hago shout as they galloped up. Kaholo vaulted from his horse.
"Blood of my blood," he said as they dropped to his knees.
The other two kept to their mounts.
"No,"
Khal Drogo groaned, struggling in Danny's arms.
"Must ride, ride, no."
"He fell from his horse," Hago said, staring down. His broad face was impassive, but his voice was leaden. "You must not say that," Danny told him. "We have ridden far enough today. We will camp here."
"Here?"
Hago looked around him. The land was brown and sere, inhospitable.
"This is no camping ground."
"It is not for a woman to bid us halt," said Kotho. "Not even a Khaleesi."
"We camp here," Danny repeated. "Hago, tell them Khal Drogo commanded the halt. If any ask why, say to them that my time is near and I could not continue. Kaholo, bring up the slaves. They must put up the Khal's tent at once.
Kotho, you do not command me, Khaleesi,"
Kotho said. "Find Miramar's Dua," she told him. "The guard's wife would be walking among the other lamb men in the long column of slaves. Bring her to me, with her chest."